some change around the man, the yom, less around the yom, the Rashi says the rabbah for Rabbi Yosef. The opposite way we have it, which one says you could do it, the Chachila, which one says no. Then the end part of the Mishnah was, Oma le'yasara kis v'get. If the husband goes to 10 people and tells them, write a get, so halacha is, just one of them has to write it. But if he says, kulchem, then all of them have to be present, have to be the edim. Tana Rabbanim, we'll learn like this. Oma le'yasara kis v'get utnu li'ishti. If the husband says in front of 10 people, write the get and give it to my wife. But he didn't say kulchem. He didn't say all of you, he just said it in front of 10 people. Then the halacha is, echod kaisa vayde kulam. One person writes, like bishvil kulam. You don't have to have all of them write or all of them sign. One or two is enough. What about kulchem ksaivu? What about if the husband says clearly, I want all of you to write the get? Then the halacha is, echod kaisa b'maymet kulam. One goes to write in front of all of them. The Rashi says, kulam yelchu imoy. All of them have to go with him. Because the husband wanted all 10 to be involved. What about the husband says in front of 10 people, Hailichu get li ishti. I want you please take this get and give it to my wife. So halacha is echod melechai de kulam. Just one has to go. He's not appointing all 10 shluchim. Any one of them can be the shliach. What about the husband says clearly, kulchem halichu? I want all of you to take the get to my wife. Then the halacha is echod melech b'maymet kulam. One of them takes it in front of b'mayim kula means with all of them. Like all 10 have to go together. Iboilu. Now I have a question like this. Mona oisen mahu. Let's say the husband was talking to 10 people and he did not say the word kulchem. But instead he was monei. He said, listen, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of you. And I'm telling you to give the get to my wife. He does not say the word kulchem. But he counts them. What's going to be? What's going to be if he counts them? What will be? The Rashi says, "Monamau im layom kulchem." He doesn't say the word kulchem. Avu monam aleph beis gimel dalid v'yom kisu get liyishti mahu. So since he counts them, maybe taka means all 10 should go, or maybe no. Since he did not say the word kulchem, you don't need all 10 to go. That's the question. Tomorrow says, "Rafuno amar mona enik kulchem." Just the fact that the husband counted how many people were there, that's not like he said kulchem, and you do not need all 10 to go. Reb Yechina Mishum Reb Loza Demin Roima from Roim said, Omar Mona Harayot Kulchem. Yes, if the husband says Mona, if the husband counts them, like there are 10 people, then he goes to count, listen, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10 here, and I want you to give the get, that's as if he said kulchem. That's as if he said all of you should give the get, and all have to give the get. Amar Rav Papa says, "Ishino v'loy pligi." I tell you, there's no machlokes here. Ha demona kulu, for ha demona miktesayu. I tell you, where he counts all of them, it has one halacha, and where he only counts a few of them, like just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and he stops, it has a different halacha. Now, which way is it? Gemara says, really, there are svaras both ways. Amri lo, some say lahai gisa, v'yamru lahai gisa. Some say that when he counts all 10 people, that's a svar. He means all 10. Since he counted all 10, he means all 10. But when he only counted 5 of them, then it does not mean all 10, then only one of them could take it. And some say it's just the opposite. Where he counts all 10 and he does not say the word kulchem, that's a proof he does not mean all of them. Because since he's counting all 10, why didn't he already say the word kulchem? Since he counts them and doesn't say the word kulchem, there we see he does not mean all of them. But where he only counts 5 of them, then maybe he does mean all of them. So the svaras goes both ways. We don't know which way it is. Now the Gemara says, "Askin Rav Yehuda Begita, Rav Yehuda made a takana that the kulchem, whenever there's a case of kulchem, Rav Yehuda made a takana whenever the husband is telling over in front of 10 people to give or to write to get. So again, it depends now exactly how the husband says it. If the husband says kulchem, all of yous, then you all have to do it." We need all 10 of them to give the get and to sign on the get. If the husband does not say the word kulchem, then the locker is normal. 1 and 2 sign, that's enough. See, made a takona, whenever the husband gives it over in front of 10 people, so we have to be afraid maybe we're not going to know really what the husband said and they won't do it the right way. See, made a takona that soivu. You have to write now in the get also. The husband has to add into the get and say, oi kulchem, that the husband has to write down clearly what he means. He has to write down in the get that either I want all 10 of you to give the get, or else you only want one of you. Nothing to do, so we won't have any sveikis. We won't have any doubts. Like any time the husband comes and gives over the get, or talks in front of 10 people, Rabbi Yehuda made a takana, that now it has to be written down inside the get exactly what happened. So no problems will come out then. We'll be able to read inside the get to see what it says. And if it says that I want all of you as kulchem to sign, we'll know this get is possible until all 10 people sign. So you have to write inside the get, ksav, I kulchem, I kol chad v'chad menaychu, chasaymu. I kulchem, I kol trey menaychu. They either, when about signing it, either I want all 10 to sign, or only 2 to sign. O vimu, when we're talking about giving the get, I kulchem, either the husband means all 10 should go and give the get, or I kol chad v'chad menaychu, or else either one of you is enough. Omar Rava says, Zimnin de goyiz lay le dibure. Well, you have to be afraid, maybe sometimes he'll be goyiz, they'll chop off the words he says. V'yoma kuchem, he'll say the word kuchem, v'yoma kochad menaychu, v'yosu lefsulei. Like sometimes it says the word kuchem, it really doesn't mean it, it's going to say kochad mechay menaychu, and we'll think to get us possible. So that's no good. Hello, Omar Rava says, better what you have to do is, ksoivu kochad menaychu. That's all. In other words, you don't have to write down both things. That kulchem, in other words, when you're in front of 10 people, we're afraid maybe he means all 10, maybe not. So his takana first was you have to write down, even though I'm in front of 10 people right now, all of you are here, I only want one or two of you to do it. I don't mean all of you. He said, that's no good. Because sometimes maybe after you write down the word kulchem, you'll stop right there or be cut off. The rest of what you're writing, either one of them. So therefore he says, no, don't write the word kuchim. Just write exactly what you mean. If you mean just one of you, so just write that. Hello, my Rava, ksoivu kochad minaycha chasayim. That's all any one of you could sign. Kotrei minaycha, ksoivu kochad minaycha. Either one of you could write it. Chasumu kotrei minaycha. Any two of you could sign. Avimu kochad minaycha. Any one of you could go and bring the get. Now the Mishnah says, "Mi she'achsu kerdikus." Somebody that got a sick. Rashi says, "What type of sickness is this?" Shame sheido hashaletis, a type of a shade, a demon grabbed a hold of you. So mamash like a shaita now. You lost your mind. A demon came into you, and this happens now because yayin harbe megitay. Person drinks a lot of wine right out of the vat. That can make it that the demon will come inside you and you're like a shaita. So like this now, the guy drank this one and became the demon got a hold of him. The yomer, and he says now, kiss will get liyishti. I want someone to write a get for my wife. So the locher is liyomaklum. He didn't say anything. Since right now he's like a shaita, he doesn't have his das. The shade is making him do it. That's nothing. Rashi shein daitim yeshevus. He doesn't have his mind with him now. What about though? Omar kiss will get lishti. First the husband says when he's normal, write a get for my wife. Then we also kodaikus. Then he gets this shade comes into him. The chazer, then after the shade, the demon comes into him. Now he goes back and says, Yomar, loy tichtavenu. Don't write the get anymore. So lachar is again, ain't devar b'achreinim klum. We don't listen to what he says now. Because now he's saying it again without his mind. The shade is there. So we leave it the way he said it first to give a get. Nishtatek, let's say he calms down. No. Nishtatek Rashi says, Tam, Lava Shtolakazim, El Odom Shinasa Ilay Machmas Cheli. Person that becomes an Ilam, he can't talk anymore. Nishtatek, he lost his kerach of voice. For Yomaloy Nichtav Getli Yitzchkam, we ask him, do you want us to give a get to your wife? For Hirkin Breshin, he shakes his head. So, question, what does that mean? Does that mean yes or no? So, Boyskin Oysoy Shloisha Pumim. We have to check him out three different questions like to see Imama Alav Lav El Hain Hain Harel Yichtim of Yitnu. Like we check him out with other questions and if we see his movements like he means to say yes, so then we know when he's shaking his head this way he means yes, and therefore the first question that we ask him, do you want us to write a get for your wife? And he goes like this, yes, that means yes. But we have to check it out three times to see that we really understand his movements mean yes. Now the Gemara says, my kurdikus. What kind of sickness is this? Omar Shmuel de Nechaisa Chamra Charato Trashi Noshchu Kleimar Sheshose Menu Vihigush Boy. He got bitten like, he got shocked like Chamra Charato by new wine. De Meatzarta.
by drinking fresh wine off the vat, you get the sickness, the shade could go into you. Fred Gemara, but listen, why don't we say that Misha Noshko Yain Chodesh? Why don't we say somebody got bit when he was drinking fresh wine? Hokam Ashmolon, Torucho Kudaikishmo. The Mishnah is teaching us that the name of that shade that goes inside you when you drink this fresh wine, his name is Kudaikis. Lamai Nafkim, you know what's the difference? Lakmeya. If you want to make a charm light to heal you, so you have to know what the name of the demon is to heal yourself. Maya Susay, what's this? What's the cure? Bishra Sumka, take red meat. Rosh Hashanah Kochosh, lean meat. Agumri, that was roasted over coals. Vechamra Marker, very diluted wine. Omer Abaya, Abaya said, Omer Luyem, that my mother used to tell me. It doesn't mean his real mother, because Abaya was born, his mother died right away. That means his, the what you call it, midwife, the nurse that brought him up. Is Omer Luyem, Leshim Shabbat Yem, somebody got a sunstroke, that one day old, is Kuzah Demaya, drink some water. Kuzah Demaya, Rashi, you used to drink a lot of water. Bashtra Yem, if the sunstroke is 2 days on you already, Sikura, Sikura Rashi, Hakozes Dam Bekurin, let out some blood. Tlossium, if you have it 3 days already, Bisra Sumke, take again lean meat, Agurmi that's roasted on coals, Vechamra Marker, and take diluted wine. Leshim Shatik, let's say you have a chronic disease, stays a long time already, this sunburn. Leisi Tanagota Uchmata, take a black Tanagurlis. Vulekrayo Shesivar, and cut her open, back and forth, Shesivar up and down, crisscross. Vulagalchalim Siyasadiration, and you cut off the middle of your hair, give yourself a haircut straight down the middle of your head. Vulaisvilavayu, and then put this tiny girl as a chicken on top of you. Veninchile, let her stay there, ad the misruch, until she gets stuck to your head. Vulinchis, and then get up. Vulekiv Mahayu, go down to the river. Go down to the river then. At Savore, until your neck. Let you go into the river until you're in the neck. At the Cholasham, until you come out faint there. That's a good thing. Eloy, then get up. Velimid, velislik. Then get up. Velirashi, then get up. Velishan, swim home. And then it'll go away. Velisli, you get up and it'll be okay. Velisav, no, you go away. Vilalecho, if you can't do all this, then if Eloy, you can't do this, lecho kas, eat some leek. Velin chay and go the velin velakim maya go down to the water. Add savor to your neck. Add the cholasham to you faint a little bit. Alavei velimud then swim home. Velistlek velaisiv get up. That's the cure. Leshim sha if you have a sunstroke. Visra sumka take the lean meat. Agurmi it's roasted on coals. Vecharma maka the little wine. Letalga somebody got a chill. Like snow. Bisra Shemena, then take fat meat, agumi roasted on coals. Vecham Rechayin, take raw wine, as fresh wine, not diluted wine. Rav Amr Chassida, Kiavi Mitzaren Le Beiresh Glusa. Rav Amr Chassida used to give tzaris to the Beiresh Glusa, used to put too much chumras upon them. So what they do back to him? Havi Magnan Le Atalga. They made him go to sleep in the snow. Lamacha, the next morning, Amru Le, my Nichale, what should we do for you? Guy was frozen. Lamar, what can we do for you, Lamar? The lay silay, we should give you. Oh, mahani, kol yaminalu meipachafchi. So, Rav Amr knew that whatever he tells them to do, they're going to do just the opposite. So, he told them, bisra sumka, give me lean meat, agurmi roasted, vechamra maka, and diluted water, diluted wine. So, what did they do? Aislayinu bisra shmer, they gave him fat meat, agurmi roasted, vechamra chayin, they gave him fresh wine. Shamya yalsas. Yalsa heard about this. What happened to him? Rosh Hashanah, Eshes Rav Nachman, Vibasa Nosa, was the Nosi's daughter, Vieshes Yeh. When she heard about this, you know what she did? Omailele Levei Masush, took him straight into the bathhouse. Omukmulei Bamaish, let him stay in the hot water there. They made the Masush in the bathhouse. Adamahabchi Maya, the Vei Masush, the Vei Dama. So the water in the bath changed to mug like blood. In other words, he started to sweat away. He ate this fat meat, so he started to sweat away that the sweat was like red. It came out and made the water red. The called Bisrei Pshita Poshet, and it was like white spots on his skin. And then he then he went away. Rabbi Yosef Iyasek Berecha. When Rabbi Yosef got a chill, he went to work in the mill. Rabbi Sheshes Iyasek Bichur. Rabbi Sheshes used to sweat by moving lumber. Omer he said, if you got a chill, you know what to do. Go do heavy work, you start sweating away, and that will take away your chill. Amar Rav Shkalus, son of Rav Sheshes. Rav Shkalus said to Rav Sheshes, my time will I start my gamon. How come you didn't come to eat by us? Amar Leid Leid Maile Yavdi, you have bad avodim. Your servants are very bad. Techashir Yevim Menachai, I'm afraid they may give me Yevim Menachai to eat. Amar Leid Miyem, who told you like that? Amar Leid Hashtu Machvin Lecha, I'll prove it to you. Amar Leid Leshmai, so Rav Sheshes told the Shamash like this. Zil Gonav, Aisali Chad Kaya Mechayusa. Go steal me one leg out of the meat they have ready to serve. Is Aisile they brought it to him? Is Omalu Admuyali Hadmi the Chayusa? So Rav Sheshes said, look, bring me the meat. Aisi Tlosakaria. So all they found there was just three legs. So they brought the three legs to eat. Oisif Kameh they put down in front of him. Omalu Rav Sheshes said to them, what do you give me only three legs here? Hi, Balish, Sholish, Regolim, Heavy. This animal only has three legs, and what happened to the fourth leg? And they didn't know that the Sheshes themselves took away the fourth leg. But the Avodim of Reshklusa were very embarrassed. The servant, a guy, an animal, only has three legs. So what did they do? Habiposik Aisi Chad Miyama. They went fast and ripped off a leg from another animal, Avim and Achai, and gave it to him. Aisi Bekamah and gave it to him. Omele Lishmaya. Aisvi Nami Lahachti Doch. So now Rav Sheshes told his servant, take out the leg that you took away from before and put it down on the table. Oisvei. So he put down. So now there are five legs here. Omalei, hi bas, chomesh regolem. This animal has five legs. Where did you get that leg from? How do you mean you pulled it off a different animal? I mean you pulled off a leg off a different animal and you give him now evim and achai. So that's why Rav Sheshes caught them that your servants are a choshed to serve evim and achai. Omalei, Reshklusha said to Rav Sheshes, Heyochi levde kamei shemai demar v'leichel. I was there, good, let your servant serve you. Come to my house, let your servant serve. Omalei l'chaya, very good. Karivul taka kamei, they brought in front of him a dish teat. V'yaisa kamei yobisu, they put in front of him some meat. V'yaisa kamei yoristano dechanka. And they put in front of him a bad bone. Rashi says it's a small bone he could choke on. Dechanka chamoses, vice versa, somebody give you mutton to choke on. It's the bone that your mother-in-law can choke on. Trash, yet some cotton, shakafa yerech, shodim b'leyev and nichnasham, he could swallow it and choke on it. And the Rav Sheshes was blind, so he wouldn't see it. So what did he do? He felt it, goshesho, he felt it, and he felt that bone there. So he shot, the Rav Sheshes took it, kache besud, he wrapped it around and put it in his pocket. The boss of the yoch, after the guy finished eating, omalei, Rav Sheshes gave an announcement, ignobly cost of the